This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus. I'm as cheap as the next guy, but I know there are times when you do need to splurge, particularly when it comes to entertaining. Whether it be spending $45 million on an inaugural do, which will be the case on Monday, or thousands of dollars on a birthday party. Hispanic girls take their first steps into adulthood at an occasion called the quinceañera. It's less a birthday party and more a rite of passage, which means money is frequently no object. Vanessa Romo reports on one particular budget battle that goes on in Latino families all over America.
Even on a crowded dance floor where everyone's pretending to ride an invisible pony, it only takes a few seconds to spot the birthday girl.
Open Gangnam Style.
Cassandra Austin is practically floating on a frothy cloud of yellow tulle and sparkling sequins.
When I saw the dress, I felt like, oh my gosh, I look like Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
This party at the Green River Golf Course in Corona is a quinceañera, a 15th birthday celebration for Latinas. This is similar to a debutante ball or a bar mitzvah. It's a rite of passage from girlhood to, well, young ladyhood. That transition includes a formal dinner, a waltz, a DJ, a photo booth, a cupcake table, a candy spread, and a light setup worthy of Studio 54. What did it all cost? Here's Cassandra's mom, Marcella.
Seriously, with all the decorations and everything, I would say maybe between $13,000 to $15,000.
$15,000 for a party of about 100 guests?
Yeah, I would say about 15.
I would say 15.
She says their original budget was set at $9,000, though Cassandra's dad had a different number in mind.
Ideally, I was thinking $5,000. I was hoping $5,000.
Even though they could afford it, their combined income exceeds $130,000 a year, the final bill still caused a bit of strife in the family. The struggle over what's the right amount of money to spend on a coming-of-age party is common, as an informal survey of the guests reveals. Here's Laura and Cynthia.
It was very difficult, I know, for my parents, because my dad was the only one working. I mean, can you actually believe that my parents spent more on my quinceañera than my college education? When you talk about college, they're like, community college.
I don't put all the focus on a quinceañera.
Luis Barajas has helped Latino families plan for the one-night events for decades. As a financial advisor, he has a go-to move.
One of the things that I love to do is when I'm guiding a family is I sit down and I'll take a look at what I call life-defining moments.
These can be anything from getting a first car, getting married, or buying a first home. And when you look at these in perspective, he says, suddenly a quinceañera doesn't seem as important anymore. And usually that helps keep parents within budget. When you don't do that, Barajas says, you get the horror stories. Wives taking their wedding rings to pawn shops and never going back for them. Refinancing a home. Or...
here's the worst case scenario. Taking money out from a 401k that they have. And again, if they do have, they don't have a lot of money in the retirement plan, but they borrow from their 401k to use the money for the quinceañera and they can't afford to pay it back. Eventually, it gets up being penalized and they have to pay taxes on it.
Cassandra's parents, Marcella and Fernando, did go over budget. Though they didn't cash out their retirement accounts, they did put $6,000 on the family credit card. The debate in their house is particularly drawn out because the quinceañera tradition only comes from one side of the family. Marcella is Mexican-American and had her own quinceañera in the mid-80s. Fernando is African-American, and he thought the splendor of it was indulgent.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, in my mind, I was like, there's no way, you know, that we're going to do this. You know, no, that's too much, way too much.
Here's Fernando's mom, Sally.
In the black culture, we didn't do that. We might have done a 16th birthday party, but not anything like this.
Sally and her husband, Chauncey, still aren't convinced it's a worthwhile expense.
When I came here and they were going through the plans and everything, I said, this is going to get a little on the expensive side. First thing I said, I don't have any money.
Despite their misgivings, they admit it's a beautiful party, and their granddaughter does look like a Disney princess in the $150 poofy dress they paid for. At the end of the night, Cassandra and her parents pose for a family photo. A perfect shot, says her mom, on a perfect night. And to heck with the expense.
What I would say to people who think we're crazy, like I always said from the beginning, it was just tradition. Regardless whether it was going to be a backyard party or a party like this, it's just tradition. You have to have a quinceañera.
In Los Angeles, I'm Vanessa Romo for Marketplace.